What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
It's almost Christmas time, and we're in our Christmas colors.
Yay!
What are you most looking forward to for Christmas, Kat?
Oh, honestly, relaxing.
Yeah.
I just want, like,
but do you relax, though, at Christmas time?
Used to not. With the kids, but as they're getting older a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah. They'll start sleeping in. We'll start being a little bit lazy in the mornings in our PJs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're still kind of in the, like, they still get up at 6 a.m. and start going. That week after Christmas is usually kind of crazy, but
I'm yeah.
Relax. What about you?
What I'm most looking forward to?
Mm-hmm.
What am I most looking forward to? Well, again, it's weird and it's hard and I'm trying to like stay positive and mm-hmm. a few days before Christmas, but I think just, you know, actually I'm going to be totally honest. You know, it's so, and I was talking to Pamela about this. I'm so worried about next year that I'm not almost enjoying this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cause next year I'm like, holy shit, I won't have them for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, let's not think about
that. I don't get to wake up with them Christmas morning. What do I do? But then like what Pamela's saying, she's like, what's so special about Christmas Eve? And I'm like, okay. For me, like what's so special about Christmas Eve is like, you know, you tuck them in, then in the morning they get the excitement of Santa. She's like, well, you can still have the excitement when mm-hmm. they come over to your house at noon on Christmas Day.
I think you're
But
just,
I'm like, but you miss like them walking down the steps and like.
I understand that. I get that. But I think you're going to have to make your own new excitement at a different time. But I understand that's hard. But I also feel like maybe we should focus on this year. Well, because you do have them this year.
Yes.
Thank God.
I know. And Pamela said, she wrote me this message and she goes, right. And this is what I said. And then I was like, well, I go, well, what if I just have, cause he had asked to come over Christmas Eve and spend the night and wake up with the kids in the morning. And I'm like, I originally was like, let me think about it. And then I said, no, because I was like, I want my own memories, my own traditions. Sorry, guys, I have a little bit of a cold. Like my own traditions, my own thing. I don't want that energy around because, you know, kids will pick up on it. But then in my mind, I was like, but next year, I will want the same thing.
But we also don't know what's going to be next year.
Well, I mean, we'd probably both be in relationships and like.
So then how do you go spend the night at your ex-husband's house if you're in a new relationship?
Like, yeah, would like my, with my, would my boyfriend spend the night right, at like my ex-husband's house together? With like, you know, so it's like, that just won't work. Right.
I mean, I don't, I appreciate the, you know, trying to figure it out. I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
Well, this is what Pam said. She was right. I get it, but you cannot do family with him. You just can't. You will have your own memories and traditions. For example, I would choose to pick them up from his house next year. You're in control of how your kids walk into the door. Bring a cute treat that Santa left for them in the car. Write the letter he wrote them. They read it on the way home and build up the anticipation. Have them stand at the front door and count to 10 and run like hell into the house and see all the presents, things like that. Take control of the situation and make it awesome. Put Santa's footsteps outside on the sidewalk. Like, yeah, do things that like, and I'm like, okay. Like, I think you're right.
And
cause like, that would be weird. And that would be weird. Like to like, if the guy that I'm dating was like, would be like, hey, let's go spend the night at my ex-wife's house. I don't know. I think it just becomes a little bit
too. And then you're setting the precedent. And then it's like, okay, so what happens then the next year when Mike's like, all right, me and my girlfriend are coming over to spend the night at your house. Like, I don't know. I agree.
Yeah.
Doing the family thing is just too complicated. I mean, I think you make your own thing. I think Pam is right. I think you can make that so big and so special. And at the end of the day, like, they get two Christmases. They're going to be excited about that.
Mm-hmm. I was mean the other day though to him. He was like, why are you being so? I was just like, because I was like, you ruined everything. And I was just like, and I had to talk to my therapist and own that like I was being a bitch and was like, I was being so mean to him. Not mean, but I was just like, he's like, why aren't you like communicate? Like, cause I've been very kind and like very nice and like very, even when like, you know, it wasn't reciprocated. I'm just like, all right. But I just was like, I don't know what it was, but I was just like, because I don't want to talk to you. I don't like you. You ruined everything. You know, and I was just, for the first time, like, I like got like, you know, I was like, I've been so nice and now it's the holidays and you ruined everything and now I have to not be with my kids and I hate you. Get out of my face. Like, take the kids, go, bye, see you later. And I was just like, oh, and then now I have to apologize for being bitchy because I haven't, like, I've been very nice.
Yeah. Non-popular opinion. I think it's okay.
Well, my therapist was like, you need to give yourself radical grace.
Yeah.
She's like, you've been very kind and like, you have a lot of like still anger and hatred inside of you. So like, unfortunately it's showing right now because of like the holiday season. Mm-hmm. She's like, and you can be happy in your friendships and your relationships and other things. But like the reality is you still harbor, you know, anger and frustration and this is hard. Like you didn't want this for your kids. So it's like, and I'm like, I know, but that doesn't mean that I can like be nasty and mean. She's like, well, she's like, you're just, you know, you're finally being like how a divorced wife would be.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. Well, and honestly, like I get it. This holiday is your thing. Christmas has always been.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be for, you know, a lot of people, but it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
And I think you posted something the other day.
Oh yeah. Because my tree was dying.
Yes.
And I feel bad because someone was at the house with me and I snapped at this person and because I was looking at all my comments and they're like, yep, I agree with that one. Yep, I agree. Yeah, it's for sure dead. I go, I get it. It's dead. And then I just start crying and the person was like, yeah. Oh wait, this is not about the tree. I was like, of course it's not about the tree. Yeah. It's about the fact that Christmas is dead.
You're
and like
just
my
trying
like,
to make everything know. Perfect. And yeah. It's dying.
And everything's dead. And my family's like, you know, so it was just like,
Well, I think even when you posted that, it reminded me, you know, I think even as your friends, we're always trying to pep you up, keep you happy, you know, all those things, which we will continue to do, but it's a reminder to me that like, it's okay for you to be sad.
Yeah.
You're going to be sad. And that's just part of it. I think that you will choose and you will find the joy in your new things and you know what you're doing with your kids, but you're going to be sad. And I think that's okay. I think you have to give yourself grace for sure.
Yeah. And I said that in the comment, I was like, you know what? I'll be sad. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like it is okay to, I think, be sad. I think people have a hard time around the holidays. You know, it's some people who have lost someone or, you know, a dog, a parent, a friend or whatever, and, you know, a relationship. And it might not look the way that you want it to look, but you have to still find ways to have peace. And my therapist actually made me write it down the other day. She goes, when you get into a hard spot for the holidays, whether it's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, she goes, 8 tips for caring for your mind, body, and spirit. The 8 tips was breathe, go for a walk, feel the wind on your skin, move, run. So however, like, you want to like move your body. Cause I mean, for me, like whenever I work out or I run, I feel better. Touch, you know, get your shoulder, treat yourself, like get your shoulders massaged or your neck or whatever, or, you know, sit in a bath. I don't know. Sing, sometimes singing, using your voice to heal, like put on, she's like, and you might be crying through it. And then she goes, sweat. Tears can be purifying for the heart and the body. And so can sweat. Dance, cleanse, take a moment, and then rest. Like when your body feels tired, take a nap, and then just practice radical grace. So,
I like that, radical grace.
Yeah. Cause she was like, we were talking about it and, I was like, Amy, I was like, why can't I just get over it? We're divorced. Like, you know, like, why do I like care? Why do I, you know, why can't I just be like, okay, you know, have a nice day. Bye. And she's like, you are not giving yourself. And she's like, mm-hmm. you need to give yourself radical grace. And I was just like, oh, I like that.
Yeah. You're really hard on yourself.
Well, yeah,
you are. And it's okay to still.
Anyways,
trying to keep it joyful. Sorry.
We're going to turn it around. Let's joyful turn it around. Because, but I will say what I'm looking most forward to for the holiday season is, the new memories and the new traditions that, you know, I have created this week with my kids, and that, you know, I just want them to be happy. So, mm-hmm. I'm going to give them a great Christmas. And then when they leave Christmas Day at noon, the tree's going down. Christmas is over.
That's fair.
I am taking
that's a good plan,
everything
actually.
Down.
Yeah.
Because I will not be sad.
There you go. That's a good plan. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah. I will take everything. Like at Christmas, because my tree's already dead. So
is it
I'm
dead?
Like,
have we not revived
dead.
It?
Okay. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Does yep. not mean Christmas is dead.
Okay. We're going to take a break. And then I got to check on Mrs. Claus because, you know, it's a crazy year for her husband. So I just want to make sure that she's doing an okay. She's okay during this time because I know what it's like, you know, well, actually I don't, but when your husband leaves to work, anyways, let's take a break.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
Hi.
Hi, Ms. Claus.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I've got the heater on full blast, so now it's too hot.
Oh, why are you so pretty?
Because Santa knows how to get the good one. I don't judge men by their looks. I judge them by their character, trust me.
And their beard. Their beard tells a lot.
And their beard. I like your beard. I like them a little round. You know what
right?
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want them too skinny. I want to hold on to them and feel like they got me. So it's nice.
I mean, there is something to be said about a man that is just like, you know, just like big
got
and
a
burly.
Little something, something, right?
A little something, something. So how long have you and Santa been married for? Because this is a relationship podcast, so I just really want to get in the ins of you and Santa.
Oh, God. I don't want to talk. You know, sometimes, you know, I think when you have a good attitude and you're happy or you're joyful, you know, your looks can stay forever. Mm. I'm just going to say that. So we've been married a long time.
Uh-huh.
Well, I met him in my 20s. I didn't grow up in the snow and I went on a trip with somebody with a family and he was just a happy guy. And sometimes an infectious, happy attitude is enough to pull a woman in. And you know what? I like a manly man. He's very giving, very kind. I've learned to respect his quiet side because, you know, I'm a bit of a chatter, you know. I'm a girl. I love the elves. I hang out with the elves. I love Rudolph. Rudolph is actually one of the girls, by the way. I mean, he is out. So you guys know that, right?
Wait, Rudolph is gay?
Oh, 100%. He's fine with the red nose. You didn't think it?
No, I did not know that. I mean, I'm here for it.
He's 100% fine with it. So I'm not saying anything that's out of line, but
okay.
So we are like besties at this point.
Got it.
And my hub, little Mickey, I call him Mickey sometimes. He loves that I have plenty of elves to talk to.
Oh, sounds risque.
No. Well, you know, he gets a little lonely. He's busy a lot.
So does that ever cause any tension between you and Santa because he's so busy?
In the beginning, I felt, you know, I was a little bit more immature and I felt like it was all about me. And then I realized his spirit is about giving. And there's something really attractive and respectful about someone who actually is altruistic. Mm. And he has that something about him. So I started realizing that how lucky am I to have somebody that thinks about someone else other than themselves. And it's not all about him.
Does Santa give, seriously. Does Santa give you presents, or is it like, is he like presented out by the time he gets home?
Oh no, we get little stuff. I get to send him my list. I don't always get what I want, but you know, I mean, I gotta be like everybody else. I cannot, you know, the naughty or nice. The naughty or nice is not necessarily what we think naughty or nice is.
What do you mean?
Naughty or nice is, are you nice to everybody in the world? Are you kind to people? Do you give smiles? Naughty is when you don't. And he judges people more by your actions of how you are with other people than if, you know, because we always think, oh my God, you've been naughty. Did you like do something sexual, or you, I'm being a little out there, but, or did you do something that was like mean? Or it's more of, did you not give your heart? So he judges people by the heart, by the way, just in case anybody wanted to know.
Interesting. Does he have a book? Because I would like to ask if you, if any of my exes are going to get coal, or if they're going to get presents this year.
Yeah. Where's his list? Can we get that?
Well, you know, normally he doesn't give coal. He just doesn't give as much. How about that? Yeah, you just don't get as much. And sometimes you don't get like the desires of your heart, because remember, he's judging you by your heart, not your by your actions. So
he doesn't actually give coal to anyone.
He's kind of a deep guy without even being deep. He's interesting.
I thought it was all show
and because he was like Mr. Present guy. And I thought it was like, wow, oh my God, I'm going to get everything. And then I realized I got everything in here. So that's why he's the greatest guy ever. I'm unlucky.
Here I thought the people actually got coal. they did
back in the day, but you know, we don't even mine for coal anymore, ladies.
Where do you get coal, like Home Depot?
No, they have it on, like, I think Kentucky still has an outlet that he just doesn't even have. We don't even have a card to that anymore. We used to have like a Home Depot card. It was a Kentucky coal card, but we don't even, it's lapsed and he doesn't even use it anymore.
Interesting.
He's just it's kind of, there's a lot of things that, you know, kind of old school that's kind of been hipped up. I take the credit for that.
What is your favorite Christmas tradition that you and Santa do together?
He and I go and we chop down our own tree.
Cute.
It's pretty.
Is yours romantic. Alive? Because mine's dead. So.
I don't mind chopping it down. Yours is dead. You have a plastic one.
No. I have a real one, but it died.
Oh, it died. Yeah. It died. We chop them down. We chop them down, but that's the romance with it. But then we mulch it up and we put it back in the earth. So it's a cyclical thing. So if you can mulch it and put it back in the ground, it's almost as if you're doing the whole circle. Some people, you know, we end up throwing it away in the trash, and it's not trash. It's just happiness is changing its form.
Okay. I like that. I have a question for this. Well, because I'm going to pretend to be a skeptic right now. I believe in Santa.
Please, I'm talking to you.
Okay. How can Santa visit every single house in one night?
Oh, well, you know, this is where my nerdy side kicks in. We do have time travel, FYI.
Okay.
And we do have parallel lives, FYI. He's a nerdy guy. And he can go from place to place just like that. In a thought. That's how powerful we all are. But he's got it down to a science. So he just pops in all over the place.
And what do you say to the kids that don't believe in Santa?
Oh, you believe in other things. You believe in the cartoons, right? They make you feel good. I mean, Santa, you know, it's like believing that you're going to have a really good day today. It makes you feel good. And then what ends up happening is you have a good day. So if you can go, well, maybe there is a Santa. Maybe. Does that make you feel good thinking there's a possibility of a good, there is a Santa? And by thinking that, it becomes. So try shifting your thoughts to believing. Instead of trying to get it first, why don't you just go to it?
But what about the kids that are maybe bullying other kids because they're like, oh, you still believe in Santa? You're stupid.
Oh, you know, yeah, there are some. There's those kids. Those are the ones that don't get as much, FYI.
Yeah, they're not getting the Nintendo Switches and, you know, Xboxes.
No, we don't give them coal. Remember, no coal. But they don't really get the desires of their hearts. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, Santa does try to do is when those kids end up saying there is no Santa, you'll do something that maybe they asked for a couple years prior. It ends up showing up without even asking. So it puts the wonder back in their mind. But what I say to those little kids that don't, that are bullying, and you know, sometimes we do things when we don't feel good and someone's bullying them at home. So we got to look at the whole picture here.
Right.
That, you know, maybe mom and dad have stopped believing in things. And maybe mom and dad have given up on a lot of stuff. So it's all about letting everybody know that when you reach for something that makes you happy, you bring in a lot of happy. So this time of year is not necessarily about, am I going to get? It's how can I kind of give to my brothers and my sisters and even the guy driving down the road? Like, even if someone pulls in front of you, what if you just say, oh, go ahead, have a great day? You bring in more wonderful things and you feel good.
It's so true.
So what we end up doing is when you do things that are nice, you feel nice.
Yeah.
So I would suggest to the bullies, let's practice doing one nice thing for someone and not telling them.
Radical niceness.
There you go.
Yeah, totally. That's that naughty or nice kind of thing. So
I remember I was driving one time, Easton, get ready for the edit button. But like, I have a thing when like people, like when I let someone in and they don't wave thank you, I'm like, well, Merry f-ing Christmas to you too.
There's that. Yeah, it feels better when you're just like, oh, God bless you. Have the best day ever.
I don't know why. It's like we're friends on the road. Be nice.
Right. But we, you know, what's funny is when we do that, it's almost like we become infectious. When we wave and smile, that person the next time is going to do it. We pay it forward.
Will they?
It's such an
hopefully.
I don't know.
Favorite Christmas song, least favorite Christmas song in the Santa house?
Oh my gosh. I think my favorite Christmas song is probably Jingle Bells. It's just fun.
Every kid can sing that one.
All day long.
Yeah.
All day long. I could do that all day long. And I think my least is Noel, because I knew her.
Oh, is she a ho ho ho, as we say?
I actually knew her, so it's my least favorite.
Was that a little bit of to Santa? Like,
yeah, not worth, whatever. It's okay. People have lives before me.
I am here for this. The drama down at the North Pole is just really.
Well, you know, it's a festive world we live in.
I mean, I am just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it happens, right? But I don't want to talk about that. I want to just be nice.
I'm never going to be able to listen to that song now and not go.
Never.
Ho, ho, ho.
Just know there's history.
Oh, man. This is hell.
So what do you do the night when Santa's gone? Like, is that your time to take a bath and be like, man, that 360-something days is four?
Oh, gosh. What do I do when he's gone? It is kind of like a, whew, it's my time, you know? I do a lot of catch-up. I don't get to talk on the phone much. I have the worst reception up there. So I do We have a, you know, I do participate on the Swell app, and I get to put the word out to all my friends and kids and what have you, and let you know what, if you're getting your gifts or you're not getting your gifts. So there's an interactive that I get to do. And I encourage anybody right now to send in your topics. I can talk to it, put it in his ear, but.
Where can, like, can people talk to you at all? Like, do you have a platform? Like, are you on Instagram, or are you like, how are you keeping up on the times, Miss Claus?
Keeping up on the times. I am kind of a little techie. The elves teach me so much. It's incredible. Like, they're so smart. They're quick. They're really quick. So whenever I get a little oopsie on my phone apps, they keep me up. I do Instagram. I scroll through it.
Are you Mrs. Claus on Instagram?
No, I do a fictitious. No. And I do also on Poshmark. I check out the fashions, because it's always nice to see what I want Santa to, like, give things that are appropriate.
For sure.
And because sometimes he comes up with these horrible sweaters, and I'm just like, what are you thinking, honey?
But, well, that's why they say ugly sweaters. I mean, Santa was the queen of them, or king of them, right?
I don't buy them. There's some things I just let him shop for his own stuff. But when we go out, you know, I love his outfit. I sew it. I darn it as much as possible. And he's But I'm on a Swell app. If you guys would like to talk to me and ask me questions, I love getting. It's like, because my phone doesn't work that much, like I said, but love the app. And I have been posting every other day of what's happening this month during December. And I think I might go throughout the year. So if anybody has some stuff they want to, you know, put in the word for later, but I get to keep in contact with all the old elves who've retired. I get to contact, you know, some of the people that have received gifts that they thought they'd never receive. So it's a really, I will leave a message, and then you can respond to what I had said, or my information, or my updates. And you can even privately message me, but you have to keep it appropriate.
We'll see about that one.
I don't know, but it's
Mrs.
okay.
Claus. Thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. I appreciate it. I know you got a lot to do. Only a couple more days until Christmas.
I've been wrapping and packing, and
you're doing it all. Yes. Well, you are beautiful. And tell Santa thank you in advance. And
I will. What do you guys want?
I just want. Well, I mean, like a present, because I'm like, I don't really like. I'm like, I don't need it. I just want my kids to be happy. So I just want them to.
Tell them you're happy. Let them know you're happy.
No, that's sweet. I want gifts.
Catherine's love language is gifts. So she just got a really,
I did.
Go in the Swell app, send me a private message.
I got you.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I'll hook it up.
Thanks. Thank you, Mrs. Claus. Have a good one.
You guys have the best day ever. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
I mean, wasn't she just the prettiest thing ever? I feel like we got some gossip too.
Right? Like, right. I need to know more about Noelle.
Is it on the first Noelle? Mm. Isn't that Noelle song? Mm. Or is there a Noelle?
No,
you slept
that's
with
not right.
Santa and I found out Noelle.
I think that is it. I feel as if, yes.
I feel anyway. Like that's, I mean, that's the only Noelle song I know. But apparently, she has been hooking up with Santa.
I don't know that. I don't know. I need more information on that song. I feel like this might not be the right
one. Well, don't worry. We'll do some digging. Catherine's like my my tech FBI agent. If you ever need anything, Catherine's like, she's like on it.
Got you.
She's so good. She's like, yep, nope, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Because here's the web address.
That's what I was saying. I don't think, and I need to do more digging, but I'm pretty sure it's not a person.
Well, I know, but it's the symbol behind, like, maybe her name is Noelle. Like, obviously Noelle is.
I'm like, Noelle's not a person. The first
Anyways,
Noelle.
This is hilarious.
I'm bothered by that.
So we have what, 2 days until Christmas? Mm-hmm. And are you done shopping or are you like the last minute shopper?
I'm done.
You're done. Done? She's done. She's done 2 days before. That's good. I'm done too. I've been done since October.
Of course you have.
We just wanted to give you guys a little bonus wind down and say Merry Christmas from Catherine and I. And we hope you have an amazing day. And however your holiday looks, that you find moments to have gratitude and love and joy and light. So
You're going to have a great Christmas. I'm excited for you.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.